Why oversizing equipment hurts comfort and humidity. Bigger isn't safer. An oversized system short cycles, leaves the house humid, creates hot and cold spots, and wears out faster. Here's the mechanism and how to talk a customer out of upsizing. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. There's a stubborn myth among homeowners and even some installers that a bigger system is a safer bet. Go up a half ton so it really keeps up. It's wrong, and it's wrong in ways that directly hurt the customer. Worse comfort, higher humidity, uneven temperatures, more wear, and sometimes higher bills. An oversized system satisfies the thermostat fast and the house poorly. This article explains why, so you can size correctly and defend it when someone pushes for more tonnage. How it works. An air conditioner does its best work on long, steady run cycles. Two things need time: pulling the whole house to an even temperature and removing moisture from the air. An oversized system blasts the air near the thermostat down to set point quickly, then shuts off before either of those jobs is finished. That's short cycling. Frequent, brief run cycles. Each cycle the system cools the air fast, sensible, but it never runs long enough to wring out the humidity latent or to even out the temperature across rooms far from the thermostat. The result is a house that reads 72 degrees at the stat, but feels cold and clammy by the return and warm in the back bedroom. It compounds. Every start is the hardest moment on a compressor and the biggest gulp of current. More cycles means more starts, more wear, more inrush, and often worse efficiency than a right-sized unit that runs long and smooth. In the field, what oversizing actually does to the customer. Humidity problems. This is the big one. The coil only dehumidifies while it's running and cold. Short cycles equals short dehumidification equals damp air. The customer turns the thermostat down to feel less sticky, which makes it worse and costs more. Temperature swings and hot/cold spots. Quick blasts, then long off periods. Let temperatures drift between cycles and never let distant rooms catch up. Comfort feels uneven and drafty then stuffy. More wear, shorter life. Compressors and contactors hate frequent starts. An oversized unit racks up start cycles fast, pitting contacts and stressing the compressor. Noise and comfort complaints. Frequent loud starts and a system that kicks on hard annoy people. A right-sized system that runs longer at a steady hum is more pleasant. Marginal efficiency gain or a loss. Equipment is most efficient at steady state after it's been running a while. A short-cycling unit spends a bigger share of its time in the inefficient startup transient. The fix is to size to the load, not above it. A properly run load calc and equipment selected close to that number. Normal values and targets. Right-sized cooling runs long cycles in design weather. On the hottest days it should run nearly continuously, not in short bursts. Long run time on a hot day is correct, not a problem. Target indoor humidity about 40 to 55% RH. Oversized systems routinely overshoot the 65% plus, because they don't run long enough to dehumidify. Standard practice, select equipment near the calculated load, not padded up for safety. Modest sizing close to the load is the goal. A ton equals 12,000 BTU per hour. Jumping just a half ton is 6,000 BTU per hour of extra capacity the house doesn't need, enough to push a borderline system into chronic short cycling. Common faults and what they mean. House cold but humid. Textbook oversizing. Sensible satisfied. Latent neglected. Short run cycles even on hot days. Capacity far exceeds load. The unit can't find a steady cycle. Hot/cold spots room to room. Off periods too long for the house to equalize, distant rooms never catch up, premature compressor/contactor wear, the start-stop count from short cycling is grinding the equipment down, customer keeps lowering the thermostat to feel comfortable, they're chasing humidity with temperature, a sign the latent side is losing. Tech tips and gotchas. Bigger so it keeps up is backwards. A right-sized unit keeps up and dehumidifies and lasts longer. Oversizing buys none of that. When a customer pushes for more tonnage, talk run time and humidity. On the hottest day you want it running steady. That's how it pulls the humidity out and keeps the whole house even. Too big and it'll feel cold and sticky and wear out faster. That framing lands. Variable capacity / two-stage equipment tolerates a load mismatch better because it can run at reduced capacity for longer, steadier cycles. But it's not an excuse to skip the load calc. An oversized replacement perpetuated for decades is common. The old one was oversized, so the new one gets matched to it. Break the cycle with a real calc. Oversizing the ductwork vs equipment match matters too. A big unit on undersized ducts adds airflow and static problems on top of everything else. Safety slash code notes. Chronic high humidity from oversizing RH sustained above about 60% encourages mold and dust mite growth, an IAQ and building health concern. Proper sizing per a documented load calculation is required by many jurisdictions for permitted work. Confirm local code. Upsizing to be safe can actually put you out of compliance with right sizing requirements.